The Rosetta Stone, written and edited by Dr. Austin Martin, Jasrita Singh, Nashin Hawk, Natalie Jean-Marie, Maya Elizabeth George, Harim Bulal, Mikhail Habitamikhail, Natalia Raza, Michael Tang, Mackenzie Schuler. Narrated by David Henneberg. Chapter 1. Description of the Rosetta or Rashid Stone. Written by Nashin Hawk. Introduction. The Rosetta or Rashid Stone is commonly referred to when mentioning a piece of work that transcended the normal plane of knowledge in terms of language translation. This is owed to the fact that the Rosetta Stone was the original key to the decoding of Egyptian hieroglyphics. While many of us are familiar with the phrase, the Rosetta Stone of, few of us bother to broaden our knowledge and evaluate what the Rosetta Stone consists of, and what it stands for in ancient Egyptian cultural and political practices. The Rosetta Stone is now known as a phenomenal piece of artwork stolen by the British Museum after the conquest of Egypt. However, there is a substantial amount of knowledge that can be gained and retained from the decades of study that went into translating this masterpiece. The primary goal in any archaeological study should be to interpret the knowledge that is distributed by new pieces of information. Physical description of the Rosetta Stone. The Rosetta Stone, as reported by the book The Decrees of Memphis and Canopus, Volume 1, is an asymmetric and irregularly shaped slab of black basalt. It is presently measured to be 3 feet 9 inches in length by 2 feet 4.5 inches in width and 11 inches in thickness. The stone was originally part of a larger slab, but due to unknown pressures, such as the idea that it was predicted to have been from its original temple to be used as equipment or construction, it now has various missing pieces. Unfortunately, although a substantial portion of the stone is decipherable enough for it to hold importance, the writing remains fragmented. The exact proportion of the stone that is said to be absent is not quantifiable. The top right and left-hand corners are lost. Although researchers cannot accurately determine exactly how much of the stone is gone, based on the length of the inscriptions transcribed into the stone, they predict that the stone was originally approximately 12 to 18 inches more protracted in length in comparison to the stone now. The upper finish of the stone was possibly rounded. Estimated illustrations on missing portions. Through careful observation of the Rosetta Stone and comparison to other stones that were discovered from other decrees, one can infer some knowledge of the pieces that were originally transcribed in the missing portions. It is estimated, through inference and connection to another stelae, that the upper missing portion of the Rosetta Stone was sculpted in relief. A relief is a wall-mounted sculpture in which the three-dimensional elements are raised from a flat base. With the figure of heaven, in this case, the figure of heaven was the three-dimensional element that was raised in the sculpture. Underneath the figure of heaven was possibly the winged sun disk of the god Horus of Edfu, which represented the sun, the skies, and heaven. Scholars believe that it was meant as a symbol of protection presented by God Horus for the kings. God Horus of Edfu represents kingship and regality. Many kings even believed they were descendants of the falcon god. The two pendant uraei, one wearing the crown of northern ancient Egypt and the other wearing the crown of southern ancient Egypt, which are hypothesized to hang from the disk.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?